Blog Talk Radio.
Kilroy, the sheriff, the U.S. biggest import, entertainment, the U.S. biggest export, entertainment, sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment, cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad, she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Super Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city. Knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil, the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security,
uh-huh,
and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusted. HJF. Cher. Still rolling.
Wow, do we have a lot to talk about this week. As a matter of fact, for those who've tuned in, 216-681 will be coming to you in about 4 to 5 minutes. So 216-681 will be coming to you shortly. I want to let you all know that this is chapter 1, verse 22 of Al Porter, Man in the Street. That man, what does it stand for? That's music, activism, and news. Of course, the number for everybody who's online, we appreciate you online right now. For those who are online and definitely want to call in and you're looking at that number of 646-478-0944, definitely feel free to call in. I want to let you all know that since we will give info, please get pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, iPads, desktops, laptops, smartphones, all of that. And my first disclaimer that I'll make is that for those who choose to call in, you can always press 1 to speak. Now, if something happens and there's a whole lot of phone calls coming through, because this is worldwide, henceforth, the worldwide internet, live streaming all of that. You just may be planning on calling in a listen, so you don't press the one key, but something happens, and you end up hearing my voice say, hey, come on, if there's something you want to say. But if you just intended on listening, you can feel free to just sit there in silence, and we'll go on and take care of that. Disclaimer number two, what you may hear might offend you, but please don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. You can call and blame me directly at, of course, 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. So with that being said, before I go to that 216-681 phone number, if I'm not mistaken, this might be the person calling in. So I'm going to, you know, give this story to you real quick because you brought up a lot of things at last week's conversation. So I just want to say that when it comes down to Ward 10 politics getting ugly, and I hate that I live in Ward 10 because this seems to be like one of the worst wards around so far. But I talked about it last week, and of course, last Tuesday at a Board of Elections hearing, Councilman Eugene Miller of Ward 10 squared off against Councilman Jeff Johnson and Council candidate Donald Walker Brown over his breaking the charter law. Now, the city charter of Cleveland states, a member of the council who at this time of his election was a resident of the ward which he represents shall forfeit his office once he removes himself therefrom. Councilman Jeff Johnson argued that Eugene Miller moved from his Kelso Avenue address in Ward 10 to East 114th and Ward 8 to block by a single vote the County Democratic Party endorsement that would have gone to Jeff Johnson. Now, Jeff Johnson, of course, is eligible to run in Ward 10 for the simple fact of redistricting, so there's no more Ward 8 drawn up the way it would have been if Jeff Johnson, you know, if there had been any redistricting. Now, Donald Brown argued that according to the charter, that Eugene Miller committed fraud and abandoned his seat as Ward 10 councilman. Once he listed, he moved within 4 days, he listed a change of address again after successfully blocking Jeff Johnson. The charges are so serious that a hearing is scheduled on August the 27th, 2013 at 9 a.m. on removing him possibly from his seat. That means, of course, Eugene Miller's attorney who spoke for him tried to get everything dropped and dismissed. It didn't work because, of course, they sent Donna Brown a certified letter 2 days later saying that she needed to be back at that Board of Elections hearing with all of her evidence to go along with Jeff Johnson's evidence. Now, before I get to that 216-681 phone number, it was brought up last week about East Cleveland politics from the brother by the name of JB. So I just want to report that also at that same hearing, the law director for East Cleveland argued for 35 minutes why East Cleveland president, city council president, Dr. Joy Jordan, should be kept off the ballot. It should be noted that the law director is paid by, of course, incumbent Mayor Gary Norton. And in the end, the Board of Elections considered it trivial and allowed Joy Jordan on the ballot to run for mayor of East Cleveland. Also, a side note, before we get to that 216-681 phone number, Eugene Miller flipped the lights off on Councilman Jeff Johnson when he spoke. Now, that means, and I was there in person, so I'm not going by any secondhand information. What happened was, of course, he went to speak. And, of course, when he went to speak, Jeff Johnson took the podium. Now, Donna Brown spoke. Eugene Miller didn't say anything, didn't do anything. But when Jeff was getting ready to speak, Eugene Miller leaned on the wall and shut off all four of the lights for the entire room. When the security guard for the Board of Elections went up there and said, hey, hold on, and turned the lights on, I guess everybody was giving Eugene the benefit of the doubt. So the guard put all four lights on, put the switches. Eugene looked over and said, Councilman Eugene, his exact words were, oh, I'll help. And turned off two of them. That's when the guard yelled at him and said, hey, move, get away from the lights, move from here. No, get away from the lights, get away from the lights. So with that being said, we're going to go to, of course, 216-681. That's 216-681. You're on live with Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Who are we speaking to this evening?
Brother Porter, what's happening?
Man, I'm doing well. And as a matter of fact, before you speak, you know, later on we were going to talk about maybe some things that happened, Trayvon Martin, some major things, but I'll say there was one major thing that happened on Saturday that my mom loved. She was at the 90th birthday of my other mother, and the same birthday party where Nate Martin from East Cleveland gave our mom a proclamation. So now it's on you, Brother Barbarino.
Yeah, it was well-attended, you know. It's a blessing, you know, to be able to have your mom for, you know, over 90 years or whatever, you know. But it's a blessing, you know, and God has blessed her with us or whatever and everything. But, Brother Porter, what I want to ask you is that how can you have a police department in E.C.? How can you have a mayor in East Cleveland, 5 council people in East Cleveland, but yet you're having disasters where you find 3 women's bodies between Hayden, Shaw, and almost maybe a 5-mile radius where every time you turn around, one of these young women are coming up missing, deceased, or whatever. And it's, you know, it's sickening to know that you got 3 women that this weekend, after I came home from my mother's 90th birthday party, to get a phone call from somebody telling me that they have found 3 women dead in garages and everything else. How do they let people like this get away?
Man, I'll give a backdrop on what you're talking about, brother, because you just hit into one of the most important things that I've seen and heard about. As a matter of fact, what you're talking about directly is, of course, East Cleveland's Michael Madison, who's 35. He was charged with 3 counts each today of aggravated murder and kidnapping. So, you know, he had spent 4 years in prison if this turns out to be true. And as a matter of fact, I'll get right back to you in just a moment, Brother Barbarino, for your comment. So please hold that line. But when it came down to it, he did up to 4 years in prison. He's registered as a sexual predator. And he was arrested Friday when a body was found wrapped in a trash bag at the intersection of Shaw and Hayes. He then told police he was inspired by Anthony Sowell. So police, FBI, and activists such as OPN and Black on Black Crime began to work together, Noah, the whole likes. And 2 more bodies were found on Saturday. One of the 3 bodies has been identified as Angela Deskin, who is believed to be 38 years old, and they have 2 other unidentified bodies. One, they said, had several tattoos, including a purple, green flower on top of the left thigh, and a Lil Wayne tattoo. So the reason I'm bringing that up is to give some sort of backdrop on what's going on, and I want to definitely check and make sure that, Brother Barbarino, did that come through so far?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get your opinion on it and just say that from what I'm looking at, what's going on in East Cleveland is basically the same of what happened in Cleveland with Anthony Sowell. A lot of times police found out in Cleveland that this was going on, that there were a lot of women missing. Some looked at lifestyle. Some police officers said, this person is missing, it might be all right. They went on, they're an adult, they could do what they want to do. Some of them just didn't take too many things to heart or what happened. So when they didn't take it to heart, that allowed more women to come up missing. The police weren't looking. Mayor Frank Jackson hadn't a type of thing for people to at least have a missing persons department. So with that being said, all those things work to make sure that people, of course, stayed missing. So it was a travesty at the top. In East Cleveland, you might have all of those people working together, but as of right now, from what I'm looking at, as long as the police department, a mayor, or any council person looks and thinks that everything is above the citizens, they don't work together close with the citizens, these things happen. So my last comment is, if you look what just happened, in the 216-712 number, I'll get to you in a moment. Brother Barbarino, Big Brother JB, if you think about it beforehand, the mayor of East Cleveland, Chief Spots, nobody. You know, they only worked alongside NOAA, which is an activist group that the mayor had a hand in creating. So with that being said, and we can put that on record, it's factual, they overlooked and never utilized black-on-black crime for anything, never shared information with oppressed people's nation until this person said while behind bars, there probably could be several more bodies out there. Then all of a sudden they came to a lot of us for help. So I just want to say that's how it happened is nobody wanted to work together. Council people and others didn't want to work together with the grassroots community until after something was done. So maybe, just maybe, this will change that. So is there anything else you want to add, Brother Barbarino?
I just want everybody to watch the news tonight because there's supposed to be one of the girls is that Anthony Sowell killed or whatever. They're supposed to be on Channel 3 tonight. They're supposed to be talking to the girl's sister. So it might be an interesting conversation or something. So just everybody keep their eyes open and look out for it.
Well, thank you again, Brother Barbarino. Hug mom for me and please
and once
hold
again,
the line.
Tell your mom I said thank you for coming to my mom's 90th, our mom's 90th. And my mom was really shocked and really happy because she got to see people that she hasn't seen in 30, 40, maybe even 50 years, you know. So it was a blessing. She was really surprised when she walked into the restaurant or whatever. So
thank you again. And what I'll do is ask you to definitely hold a line. I think you'll like a few other things that you hear tonight. And thanks again, brother. That was, of course, my big brother Barbarino. Before I get to that 216-712 phone number, I'll let you all know that you can dial in 646-478-0944. I want to let people know that to go along with what was just talked about, is to, of course, this Wednesday at 5 p.m., this Wednesday, 5 p.m. in East Cleveland, the Unity and Peace Rally for East Cleveland at the corner of Shaw and Hayden. The Imperial Women and OPN will be holding this rally for missing and murdered women as well as victims of police violence. Definitely, they intend on having speakers such as Brother Art McCoy. And, of course, the next person that I believe I'm going to put on the phone line, which is none other than a person that's named that we mentioned earlier. And, of course, when we mentioned what was going on last week, we mentioned somebody from the 216-712 phone number. You're on live. Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's going on this evening?
Hey, Al, this is Donna Walker Brown, Ward 10 candidate for councilwoman. But I'm talking to you tonight as just Donna Walker Brown, as a black woman in the city of Cleveland that is in fear for my sisters that are out here on the streets, whether they work in the streets or just walk in the streets casually. I agree with you that our officials, public officials, as far as Mayor Jackson, Gary Norden, and all the council that's been elected, going down, Joy Jordan and the rest of her council, starting with Martin Sweeney's council, and going down. We really ain't had but one councilman that would work with us, and that would be the chair of safety, Kevin Conwell. But I'm pissed off because we've got, it seems as if we got two set of rules. We got a set of rules for us, the people, the electors, and then we got a set of rules for the public officials. And the police right now, they ain't doing their job either, because they can't catch a person unless the community help. And I want to thank the community for how they've been involved and doing their job as I am my neighbor's keeper. And we just got to step up and get more into that nosy old lady syndrome. And I believe that right now we have to start listening to people and stop just, you know, saying, oh, he crazy, or, oh, he don't mean that. We have to start reporting it to the police. And then when we report it to the police, we got to take a badge number down. We can't just report it to the police. We got to take a badge number down so that we can hold that officer in the police district accountable for what we done told them. Also, as family members, you know, I've always said that there's three things that every family has. You have one that's on substance abuse. You've got one that's a little bit slow. And then you've got one that you they're your black sheep. And I just feel as though we as families, we have to start looking out for our loved ones and reporting them when they're missing, because everybody has a pattern. You might not like their lifestyle, but they still your family. We have to make these police reports of them missing in order for us to even think that we can one day have a missing person unit countywide, because right now that's what we need, is a countywide missing person unit. It's a shame that our public officials, they go, they solicit money for everything else they think of, but they won't solicit money for a necessity that's within in our population, which is under 4,000 right now in the city of Cleveland. And it's steady gradually going away. So, you know, we have to start as the people, we have to hold these public officials accountable. That's the problem right now. We're not holding them accountable. We're pretty much throwing away our substance abuse family members and saying, well, you know, oh, they on drugs. But then when they come up missing or something happened to them, we want to shout and holler at them. You know, we got to do our part. So I just feel as though, you know, I want to thank the community for what they have been doing, because these latest crimes, if it hadn't been for the community, the police couldn't do it by themselves. Also, I want to, you know, the police right now, for them to be on Friday, I want to talk about the first young lady that was killed on Friday. For them to be less than 100 yards at that garage, and then for them to come back a day later and find two more bodies, that lets you know not only the 13 that killed Melissa and Timothy Russell need some training, that lets you know all the police in Cleveland, East Cleveland, the FBI, the DCI, all of them need some training. Because you're not doing your job. I was there on the scene. I seen a lot of police just standing around in little clusters just talking. You know, y'all need to be out doing procedures. I'm sure there's procedures and policies that you need to be, that they were supposed to have been following, but they were just holding up the wall in which the cement held up the wall. It didn't need no help. So the police is going to have to do their job. And they need some training in how to go about a murder scene, you know, and also they need some training in how to talk to people. That's a problem, too. Their communication skills are at an all-time low. That's why people don't get involved with the police, not to mention when you tell them something, they don't tell who told it. So, you know, they put your life in jeopardy just by you telling. And that's where the snitching problem comes at, because the police turn around and tell who done told them, gave them the information. So I think our officers need some training, And I just hope that we find the young lady that went missing off of St. Clair. I pray for her family, and I pray for the mothers who have not yet identified their children, because you got to relook at it. You know, no matter what you've done, you didn't deserve to die this way and be put in a garbage bag. So I just think we as the black community, we got to step our game up, and we got to step our game up to let the public officials know that they got to get the grassroots organizations that are effective, which would be Black on Black, Oppressed People's Nation, the people that are effective out here and actually getting something done and accomplishing something for the community, not the ones that stuck on them 501c3s and getting grant money, because right now that's a problem. We're not helping our black community. Those organizations are helping themselves. So I just feel like right now, Black on Black, y'all done a wonderful job for helping the woman, the family out there on 146 in St. Clair. I always see somebody out there from Black on Black when I pass by. And we just got to push the public officials to use the resources, the grassroots resources that are out there, that's their specialty far as finding people and searching. And, you know, that's about all I got to say tonight.
Then thank you so much. I appreciate that. And may you have a blessed one. We have, since you're going to just speak as Donna Walker Brown and not the candidate, what I'm going to do is do a little bit of speaking for you so you can feel free to hold a line. And we appreciate you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you again. As a matter of fact, for those who wish to call in, you can feel free to hit up that 646-478-0944 phone number. What we'll do is come back after this track, let you know what some of the hits throughout the past week have been, get into a couple of other things and some announcements of what's going on. But right now, this is, of course, HJS.
How you doing? My name is Donna Walker Brown. I'm running for Ward 10 Councilwoman. September 10th, 2013 is the primary, and that's when I need the constituents to put their trust and faith in me. Why should you trust me? Because I believe in listening to the people. I'm a people's person. I'm actually the people's candidate. I believe that the Ward 10 has a uniqueness about it, and what's unique about it is the fact that it's new now. There's a new redistricting. So what I would like to bring to the table is I'd like the abandoned houses to either board them up, or if we're not going to board them up, let's make it where people can, veterans can come and live in these houses. Let's fill up the potholes that are in Ward 10. Let's stop it where people are tearing their cars up. Because potholes, we're just plagued with them through our side streets and our main streets. Let's make it safe for the people to be able to go out and sit on their porch. Let's make it where our elderly people, they begin to say, hey, I love my home that I bought over 20, 30 years ago. Let's make it where the youth, they have outlets, activities, where violence is at the very back of their list priority far as committing the violence. A crime. Let's put it where our young people, they have activities. Let's bring some jobs, some economical development to Ward 10. Right now we have a lakefront view that is possibly one of the best in the nation. So let's use that lakefront view. Since we have a lot of development going on downtown, there's no parking downtown, so Ward 10 actually has areas where we could use water taxis and transport people downtown, and you wouldn't have to worry about that. Also, let's focus in on people who come to Ward 10, visit Ward 10, people who have left Ward 10. The bottom of the line, let's try to put a candidate in office that can bring people back. population has been going down in War 10, and that's a problem. That's how with every 4 years we have to go from 21 to 19 to 17 council people. Let's increase the population in War 10, and it starts by making anyone who comes to War 10, be it for a community meeting or you're just driving through, we have to welcome you. I want to be the type of council person that, no, I wouldn't snatch a mic from you. What I would do is I would encourage you to come to War 10's meeting just to find out what we're doing, because we are the next generation as far as War 10, and what are we going to leave you with? Something that lasts, that makes you want to come to War 10 to live. The bottom of the line, you have to trust someone, and I would like for you to trust me on September 10th and put me in office. I'm a single mom. I can relate to the people in War 10 because I grew up in War 10. I graduated from Collinwood. I'm actually a product of War 10. I'm the only candidate on the ballot that lives in War 10. I don't have to move to 10 because I live in 10. And I think that's a big something right there that you should think about when you're making your decision to vote for a candidate. I want you to be able to call me up at any time and let me know what's going on. You're my eyes and my ears. I can't do it alone. I have to do it with the people. Also, you can contact me, Donna Walker Brown, at 216-712-0362, or you can go on YouTube, www.youtube.com/CMST Blues1, and get in contact with me. Look at some of the things that I've done. Once again, elect Donna Walker Brown.
As a matter of fact, I want to just say that this coming Wednesday, July 24th, Donna Walker Brown meet and greet, East 55th and Superior, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Large apartment building, main meeting room, first floor. Come through, ask tough questions, listen to some real talk like you heard earlier, get answers. So with that being said, of course, this is 646-478-0944. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, music, activism, news. And like I said before, I think I should give you all some of the top tracks that were from last week to this week. Number 9 was D Gambit from Life Innovations. Number 8, instrumentals from Emacs, Varsity Music. Number 7 was, of course, Michael Jackson from S-I-N-E-N-T, Sacrifices Necessary. Of course, we had Karma Delane. Number 5, Instant Classics from Emacs The Image, Varsity Music. Number 4, Cleveland Story from Black House Sounds. Number 3, Donna Says, HJS Music. 2 was Hip Hop's David Ruffin from HJS Music featuring DJ Tech Record from 91.1 FM. Also, you can catch his shows, WRUW.org, The Legendary Hip Hop and R&B on the 216 block. Tonight from 3:30 a.m. to 5 a.m., award-winning show at 216-368-2209, and the number one show was Against the Grain. Of course, the R&B mix, Black House Sounds featuring Denise Monroe. As a matter of fact, I just want to take the time to say I feel very thankful to have you all tune in, catch what's going on. It's a blessing. I definitely want to let people know, should they choose, this is the information part. If you'd like, Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, that's Hood Talk 2, 9 to 10:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. That's World Politics Broke Down to a Local Level. Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m., Hood Tunes Radio, linking regional artists with nationwide area and artists, as well as music business tips the whole nine. And if you're wondering why I didn't say where you can catch that, both of those shows are, of course, Blog Talk Radio, and you can use the same phone number of 646-478-0944. I want to take your time to make a real quick update of something that I brought up last week. Just something to watch out for before we go to what was our number 2 track last week. It kind of fits what we'll be talking about shortly. Jimmy Haslam, He did reach a settlement after his personal company, Pilot Flying J, finished their internal audit. As discussed last week on this show, well, what happened the next day was he agreed to pay 100% of all refunds owed the trucking company plus 6% interest. In addition, he will pay all court administrative, accounting, mailing, processing, and legal costs. But hold it now. Haslam shouldn't be too happy yet because the feds haven't dropped their charges and the five former employees are working with prosecutors still. The way the law works, just because you settle out of court with any party, the feds can still take this as an admission of guilt, use it against you unless they say otherwise. And if you haven't been paying attention, I'm just letting you know right now, they have not done that. As a matter of fact, it was stated that the federal government was still looking into all of this. So I just wanted to throw that out there, let you all know that. Before we go into anything else that's coming up, I think I will let you know real quick before I play this track that Blog Talk Radio has a lot of interesting programs on there. So I just want to let people know, if you choose to go to Blog Talk Radio, feel free to type in Bored and Restless. That's Bored and Restless, correct spelling. Or Corrupt Radio, correct spelling. Or D Gambit Radio. That's D Gambit Radio. And by doing that, we're going to get into our next topic, which is dealing with something that I'm about to play here. Of course, it's featuring DJ Tech Wrecker and HJS, and we'll be right back shortly.
It's your man DJ Tech. I thought I was gone. I'm still in here in the 2013, chilling with my man, the Sheriff, coming at ya, huh? Right about now, we're going to run a track to y'all. This track is based on a controversial artist back in the day. So what I want y'all to do is to sit back, relax, and get educated. All right?
They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. Now I don't need to speak on Trayvon.
Why?
That's a subject everyone spoke on. But I'ma take the time just to drop a fact. A dead team reminded Obama that he's black. I ain't hating. I know it's an election year. Let me break it down. Let me make it clear. Use Trayvon for votes. A promise from me. Y'all ride in Florida, I'll burn down D.C. And I wanna say thanks to the Slimmer Man.
What?
Cause you got all of us together again. So here's a way Mr. Z can repay me. Be close by so I collect my bounty. For all those marching, may I be so bold? You may think I'm mean, you may think I'm cold. Will we walk together? Will we still be close? Or be like Drake, off to the next episode?
Hell
they
yeah.
Call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. Since I don't have friends in the industry, I'm more controversial than Spike Lee.
Yep.
And I know some of y'all don't believe me, so let me say what he can't. Screw Nike. They ain't done nothing for my community.
Nope.
But give Jordan and LeBron big money. Nike brainwashed our young adults and youth. Got them standing in line for high-priced shoes. And most adults ain't got nothing to say, cause you line up like cattle on cheap chicken days. On Tuesdays, I mean $1.29. You love that chicken from Popeyes, right? They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something.
Right? Oh, mother
one,
of mine.
Two, clap.
The way
left,
you do the things
one,
you do.
Two, clap.
My girl.
Right?
since I lost
side
my
stomp,
baby.
Clap, side
get ready.
Stomp, clap, side
ain't too
stomp,
proud
clap,
to bag.
Right.
Cloud nine.
Forward double.
I
four,
can't get next
four,
to you.
Three.
Psychedelic
three,
shot. Two. Ball
two,
of confusion.
One.
Just my
left,
imagination.
Side
Papa
stomp,
was
clap,
a rolling
side
stone.
Stomp, clap.
Masterpiece.
Side stomp, clap.
Happy
left,
people.
Backward
shaky
double.
Crown.
Four.
Glass
four,
house.
Three.
Funky music
two,
showed
two,
up, turned
one,
me
one,
on.
Drop low.
Come along,
lean
and
back
dance,
with an arm roll.
I
lean
can't
forward,
get next to you.
And back with an arm
I wish
roll.
It would
right,
rain,
left, right.
Beauty
clap,
is only
drop,
skin deep.
Right, left, right.
Paradise.
Clap, drop.
Don't
right,
look
left,
back,
right. Clap,
I know I'm losing
drop,
you.
Right, left,
beauty
right.
Beauty is
clap,
only skin
drop,
deep.
Spin out.
Girls
with the thinking man's
all
pose,
right. With me.
Wow. Of course, that's one of our tracks. And before we get through one of the topics, I want to give fair warning to my big brother Barbarino that I'll be playing somebody that he may remember from the workshops when they came through Aptor Tower. Brother used to come through, do a track called Monkey on My Back, and he actually had a monkey on his shoulders. Don't ask. It's one of those hip-hop workshop Hall of Fame things, but the brother came back with a Vengeance with a group named S-I-N-E-N-T. But first, I want to just let people know before we get into one of our topics. Of course, this is 646-478-0944. You can feel free to call in if there's something you want to say. And all the people online, I appreciate you being there. I want to let people know that, of course, coming up soon will be the 36th Annual Glenville Festival. 36th Annual Glenville Festival. And that will be on August the 10th. Major Taps, Better Off, Karma Delane, Al Porter Jr., and we'll be performing as well as others to be announced as weeks come up. And the main performer will be Houdini. You know, the group that did Freaks Come Out at Night, One Love, Friends, Big Mouth, 5 Minutes of Funk, Rap Attack. I'm wondering, that'll be very interesting if they can figure out a way to do I'm a Ho for the crowd at the festival. That'll be very interesting, and that will be the 36th Annual Glenville Festival on August the 10th. That's a Saturday. And also, just want to let people know that I'm very fortunate because tomorrow at the Dewdrop, 9 p.m., Black House Sounds, I've played the music several times, myself, T-Rilla, Suave Gotti, we'll be performing at 9 p.m. at the intersection between Ivanhoe and Euclid Avenue. Of course, that's also a combination performance, birthday party with a rest in peace to, of course, the brother known as D period, D period. That is tomorrow at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Now, one of the tracks, you know, that was just played that we spoke on, of course, last Monday we spoke of the Trayvon Martin rally at the Justice Center, where we covered the top landing with Skittles, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, OPN, Urban Survival, Reverend Twan. Shout out to Urban Survival, who was there and ended up snagging the front page of the Metro section. Dirty Red, that was the brother's name who was there, pictured on the newspaper. Reverend Twan, Chris Bennett talk show, radio talk show host, Don Bryant, NAACP, Imperial Women, Riff Raff, Knowledge, Dr. Eugene Jordan of the Underground Railroad Revolution Books, War 10, Candidate, Donald Walker Brown, Sisters for the Whole Community, Juan Han, Friday, Bashir Jones, Ward 7 Candidate led a march of over 100 people in the heat from 55th and Superior to the Injustice Center, where Ken Lancey, mayoral candidate, was also there. And, of course, Bashir Jones, Ward 7 Candidate, was on hand, and so was Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Saturday, National Action Network in our city, they held the 100 City. They were part of that 100 City Justice for Trayvon at the Federal Courthouse. Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Panthers, the Player T Show, Major Taps, mayoral candidate, Ken Lancey, Jacola Hayworth, as well as Revolution Books, NAACP, were just a few of the 400 that were there. Reverend Otis Moss was the keynote speaker. Now, where do we go from here? I mean, let's face it, President Obama on Friday spoke on the fact that 35 years ago, he was Trayvon Martin. even showing a picture of himself in younger years side by side with that of Trayvon, and says he has been the subject of racial profiling, and that now he is looking into Stand Your Ground rules and urging the Justice Department to look at the Zimmerman case to see if he violated Trayvon's civil rights. Ah, now this gets more interesting, because since elected as president, we've mentioned on our show that Obama has dealt with immigration, the gay agenda, abortion, and the Jewish agenda. Now, it's about time that he mentioned the black agenda. Now, Stand Your Ground in Florida. Here's what a lot of us are finding problematic. In Florida, Marissa Alexander was being beaten by her abusive husband in front of her two children. When she fired a gun into the air, hurting no one, she received 20 years in prison. Now, 69-year-old senior citizen Trevor Dewey, okay, I guess, yeah, he's 69, so he's a senior citizen, Trevor Dewey fatally shot a man who was choking him in an altercation. He received 6 to 8 years in prison. Both claims of Stand Your Ground was dismissed and thrown out of court last year while Zimmerman stood. Both names that I called, both names, Trevor Dewey, Marissa Alexander, both were black. Now, there are a lot of people who are talking about what to boycott, so I'll throw it out there like that. I mean, you have some choices. There are those boycotting Florida, such as oranges, fruit, and others who are boycotting Florida like the rats, like Mickey and Minnie. I take that back. I meant Disney, you know, not rats. I apologize, kind of. Now, you can boycott. There are some who are looking at boycotting Arizona Iced Tea and Skittles since they offered no legal support to the family or any statement on the matter. Now, do boycotts work? Yes, they do, and I'll let you know why. Koch Paper Products, which uses the propaganda site Group Alec, and Alec is part of that Koch site that has also solicited funds to back up Zimmerman or what have you. Well, a lot of people started about boycotting all of Koch Paper Products, such as Angel Soft toilet paper, Brawny paper towel, Dixie cups, plates, napkins, and bowls, Mardi Gras napkins and paper towels, Quilted Northern toilet tissue, Sparkle napkins, Vanity Fair napkins, Zero napkins and paper towels. Well, of course, Koch came out and said, wait a minute, hold on. We don't back up some of what they did. We just use part of that site, and we do this, that, and other. So they saw something was getting ready to work in their pockets and go against their pockets. So the thing is, when you choose to boycott or do certain things, people do pay attention. That's just the way it is. I want to give one final thought on this and say that, of course, Charles Barkley, the legendary Charles Barkley, says Zimmerman was wrong to profile and follow Trayvon, but he agrees with the verdict. I would never boycott Barkley because he really has nothing to boycott. His books don't sell anymore, anything like that, so that's a waste of time. Bill Cosby said, and one thing about Bill Cosby, you got to love this. He's a walking oxymoron. While the cause is quick to criticize black people at any given time without provocation, he refuses to call Zimmerman a racist. He did admit that Stand Your Ground laws are getting out of line. Wow, no. I would like to say that would be a hard thing to do, but I might have to leave some of those Jell-O pudding pops and his old albums and stuff alone for a little while until he has another dose of reality. Like I say, boycotts do work, but do we follow through on them? That's a good question. Big Brother Barbarino, I'm putting on this track for you. It's called Michael Jackson. Of course, that was one of our top tracks as well. Let's throw in this Michael Jackson.
Semi, right. Never did play.
Never play around this bitch, yo.
Yeah, okay, my style is more smoother than right. Michael Jackson slippers. Y'all be hating, man, no wonder y'all be talking. Cause a nigga move forward, y'all swear I be moonwalking. I'm levitating, gray, y'all shit, so you swear I'm talking. Semi,
deliver milk. Yep, with no dairy. Do a model on the front of my Friday called Halle Berry. Now my trunk are bending, doing Bruce Lee punches. A nigga just flex, y'all call that publicity, son. I'm rockstar and shit like I'm lemonade mouth. And then I talk trash like I'm off the Doug Grouse. Man, these hoes don't love me, they just sticking right by me. Cause my money getting thicker than Bucky the Body. On the top of my slab, it said, crush it, you ain't biting. On the side of my twin, it said, you miss me, ginger bite. The way I'm pounding on this beat, you can hit thunder and lightning. You would think the gods are fighting, like the class of the Titans.
Reflection on this Michael Jackson beat. This is the same money music for the industry. And we getting money, man, deep in these clean the street. So you can call back, ain't no demon, don't answer me.
Tell him, Mike. Gone, man, cause I'm a grown man. We getting money, and my niggas never did play. Gone, man, cause I'm a grown man. We getting money, and my niggas never did play.
Generation dead in the last days living. Murdered because of knowledge, should be thankful someone given. But niggas don't wanna listen, they trendy with no ambition. And that's common nowadays, cause common sense what they missing. Epiphany flash, vision, rarely seen by most of them. I just had both of them, wondering where these oaths are from. It's written there in bold, you probably will sell your soul. If money question, will you fold? That story already told. Sensation is a mother, I just try and beat it. I honor those, don't imitate. Though I instruct and demonstrate, I'm more hands on. I heard action speak louder. So I'm very short on words. Conversations get devoured.
Devour.
To the point straight, nigga, point straight to it. Ain't trip, I'm like Mike, cause I just do it. I feel like Mike Jack, short of the sun. Mike Jack, me a nigga after falling of the sun.
Reflecting on this Michael Jackson beat.
And before we get to that 216-903 phone number, give you a couple of minutes. I just want to let you all know, I thank you all for calling in. Tell you all that this coming Saturday evening, 9 p.m., Club Earth, 1295 Old River Road in the Flat. Speed Effect, just throwing a player's ball. This coming Saturday, July 27th, 1295 Old River Road in the Flats, where he will be releasing his new R&B album / birthday celebration. Now, that's gangster right there coming from him. And, of course, earlier that day, Saturday, Woodhill Park, the reason why Zach Reed will probably be reelected back to Ward 2 no matter what he does, he has Midnight Star, Lakeside, the Daz Band performing. We'll say around 1 o'clock, he's got about 5 major acts, and those are 3 of the top ones. That's coming up. I want to also let people know real quick, should they choose, well, what's going on with my man? The man at 216-903, that's 216-903, you're on live. Go ahead, brother.
What's up, Mr. Porter? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You got about maybe a couple of minutes left before we have to leave out. I did mention your name because you'll be performing at the 36th Annual Glenville Festival. So it's on you.
I'm already pumped about that. When everybody come on out, you know what I'm saying, enjoy yourself. Major Chaps will be performing at the Glenville Festival, which is a big privilege. You know, shout out to, the ones putting it together, you know, and whatnot. And I just want to say, like this past weekend, you know, me and you, Mr. Porter, we was out here for the Trayvon rally, which was, you know, a remarkable standout, you know what I'm saying, turned out and everything.
Yeah.
Also, involving the women that's been kidnapped and, you know, murdered and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My condolences go out to the family, and, you know, we're still praying that the young lady, Sarita Terry, you know, that she's fine as well, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she come home, you know what I'm saying? I'm praying that, you know what I'm saying, she's not, you know what I'm saying, the next victim and stuff like that. So, so everybody, you know what I'm saying, keep your prayers and stuff like that going for her, you know, along with the family, you know what I'm saying, that has already lost, you know what I'm saying, those young ladies and stuff like that. So, for the meantime, you know, besides that, you know what I'm saying, just everybody come on out, you know, it's August 10th, you know.
Right.
Pretty much the festival, you know. Pretty much, you know, I'm always located. I'm located down at 16101 Waterloo, you know what I'm saying, Ohio. So, you know, that's why I teach my classes from 1 to 3 o'clock, you know, and I'm about to open up another day, too, as well.
Good.
Wednesday and stuff like that. And that's pretty much it, you know. Everybody just keep, you know what I'm saying, keep, the main thing, you know, as far as what was going on today, you know, and the topic, you know, that you addressed, Mr. Porter, you know, so we got to quit,
right.
You know what I'm saying, as far as Cleveland is being known too much for, you know, it's disrespecting our women and stuff like that, you know, we got to quit doing that, you know, it's just shocking to see what's going on, you know, as far as with how, you know what I'm saying, He's so far, you know, a psychopath, you know what I'm saying, taking our women out like that. We can't have that, you know, so.
Thank you. And before you get off, I just want to say thank you, as well as Brother Roderick, for being out there on the front lines and handing out flyers and comforting the family, which is Sherelda Terry's family. So thanks again, brother, for what you've done, the example you set.
Thank you, Mr. Porter. I appreciate it.
No problem. May you and your family be blessed, brother.
Thank you, Simon.
All right. And with that being said, right before we leave out, I just want to thank everybody once again, call people's attention to the fact that, of course, the Art McCoy University radio show, newstalkcleveland.com, Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WERE 1490 AM, newstalkcleveland.com. And the number there is always 216-578-1490. Wednesdays, usually, we have voiceofradio.com from 3 to 4 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. This week's guest host will be Urban Survival. So I want to thank you all for listening. The little time we have left, disrespected women, been going on for too long. One of the cases that came out even before the travesty on Imperial Avenue. We can leave out with this, and thank you.
My first rhyme is like a scene from a play, like the long-awaited detox from Dre.
I hear you.
Chapter 1, verse 1 of the story I tell is called Hellbound, the driver from hell. In this case, saying the